The paper cut hands that tore me up into confetti. Tired lips, faded smile. Just wish I could find an exhibit worth displaying. Lights are on, dust piles on. I will clean it when you're
all right, you're listening to the WGXC Morning Show. I'm Tom Rowe, and on the phone with me now is Jeremy Young. Jeremy, are you there? Oh, we don't hear Jeremy. Let's see.
Let's see if we can get Jeremy.
Jeremy, can you hear me? No. Oops, are you there? Can you hear me now, Jeremy? Okay, I think we might have to deal with that little bit of buzz now because something's not working quite right. But thank you for joining us this morning on the WGXC Morning Show.
Thanks for having me.
I guess you guys had your record release last night?
Yeah, and I'm definitely still recovering from it.
I guess we just heard the first track on the new EP, Let the Flies In. You want to tell us a little bit about the record?
Let the Flies In is sort of our pop single. But the rest of the album is a little bit more sound collage-y. We use the piano as sort of a centerpiece for our music, and we build pieces around these really emotive, sort of repetitive patterns that Ian, our pianist, plays. So the record was sort of built in three separate locations. I was living in London, and Jesse was living in South Korea, and Ian was back here in Brooklyn. So when we got together, we all recorded the stems for the piano, and then we just sort of emailed tracks back and forth and built everything from the ground up. So it's sort of interesting that it's like a literal collage of sounds, but it's also kind of a metaphoric sort of I don't know, way of contemplating the journeys that we all went on. And now that we're all back in New York and we're playing this music live, we actually just did a tour across the U.S. And so we've had to sort of put back together these pieces, which were really fragmented in all of our brains. And now they're these sort of full-form songs, and it's really interesting.
And you guys have been to Hudson before?
Yeah, a couple times, actually. We've played at Spotty with our friend Alexander Turnquist. And the last time we were on Hudson, God, I don't even remember. I think it was in October of 2013, actually, and we did the Half Moon. It was a good gig.
And so, what if you want to... I mean, people are hearing we're playing Hungarian Wheat now behind us. The second track on the record, and but what, how would you, what adjectives do you use to describe the band to someone who doesn't isn't familiar with experimental music? Or
all right, number one, I wouldn't call it experimental.
All right, so that's not the adjective, but what
no,
would
it's not. Experimental music is kind of hard for people to get into, I find, and so you know, a lot of the purpose of us sort of playing the songs the way that we're playing them live is to, and actually when we play live, we play with projections of, I would call them extremely nostalgic amateur home movies that were shot on Super 8 and 16 millimeter from between the 1930s and the 1950s. And so there's this sort of, what we call our music is just, well, we call it lulla noise, actually, because it's sort of partly a lullaby with a lot of sort of extra musical sounds that build up like a noisy kind of texture in the background. And the combination of these sounds just gets really emotive. So paired with a little bit of video, a little bit of sort of nostalgia kind of easing you into it, I find that it's not actually very experimental. It's more of just a kind of close your eyes and remember things sort of experience. But I'm biased.
And how do people react? I guess I'm you know, the fans of this type of music, I'm sure I embrace it because it sounds very good. But what about the newcomers? Maybe people that listen to rock or jazz or something. What kind of reactions do you get?
It's, well, you know, without sort of patting ourselves on the back too much, I mean, you know, we definitely have off nights where nobody reacts, or at least everyone reacts kind of poorly to it. But on a good night, honestly, we can kind of coax something out of everyone, which is, you know, I don't want to toot our horn a little bit, but like a couple of jazz critics have reviewed our music saying that it does kind of have a little like Muskox, for example. There's, you know, it's in a minor key signature, and it just kind of sounds a little bit like groovy, a little bit, you know, even though it's really heavily steeped in this emotive musical territory. I think people that are into jazz have a way in, and it's interesting. We played a gig in my parents' town in Westchester, New York, and it was basically as like a thank you for all of the sort of older generation of people, my parents' friends and parts of our families and stuff, who have been supporting us for the last couple of years, but they've never seen us play live because they don't, you know, tend to come down to Brooklyn or something. So we played this little private gig, and people were coming up to us, and bear in mind, these are people in their late 50s, mid-60s, and everybody had, like, a really interesting take on it. Like, it's not music that they normally listen to or ever listen to. But everybody kind of had some sort of commentary that they wanted to sort of feed back to us. And it was really interesting to get that perspective, because these are people that don't listen to experimental music, let alone really, I mean, any music outside of the spectrum of, you know, I guess the sort of 1960s stuff that they grew up with. So that was really interesting for us. A lot of questions were being asked that night that I've never heard before.
And you want to tell us a little bit about the other folks on the bill? Do you know about Aaron Martin or Patrick Higgins that are playing with you Saturday at the Spotty Dog Books and Ale?
Yeah, so Aaron Martin has become a good friend of ours musically, and he's from Topeka, Kansas, and he's never actually made it out to the East Coast, I think, ever. let alone to play gigs here, which is really interesting. So this was kind of like a personal feat of mine to try to get him out to the East Coast to play some shows. But he does an entire set of looping cello with bowed banjo, and I've heard him play now. We've been playing with him since, I think, Cincinnati or something. So I've heard him play about 8 times in the last, like, week. And, because, you know, we did a little tour together. And I have to say that his set is just so gorgeous. It really just makes everyone in the room just stop and listen. And it's sort of ambient looping cello. It's beautiful. And also, Aaron's going to play with Sontag Shogun. He's going to play cello with our set. And as for Patrick Higgins, I mean, this dude shreds some serious guitar, man. He's like the Higgs boson of experimental music. That's my quote. He can quote me on that.
And he's now based in Hudson and running the Future Past recording studios just around the corner from the Spotty Dog.
Absolutely, yeah. I met him in London when Z's came to London. He plays guitar in the trio called Z's, and he just rips it up. It's crazy. He's one of the best. I play guitar as well, but I'm kind of like scared to even take my guitar out of the case when he's around. So, yeah, that's how good he is.
So I think you've made a strong case that Saturday's show will be interesting for people that are passionate about your kind of music, but also interesting to other folks too.
Oh, it's going to be a fun time. And I mean, you know, we love Hudson. Hudson is absolutely one of our favorite places, not only to play, but just to visit. It's such a delight every time we get to go up there. I've actually often talked about trying to move there, but for one reason or another, it's just impossible to leave New York.
Well, you might have to do it soon. There's so many musicians moving here that there may not be room.
There are, actually. There's a ton. I'm hesitant to name names because I feel like, I don't know, I'm in the public eye right now. I don't want to make anybody angry, but we do love Hudson, so we'll be particularly jovial. Oh, and the other thing is that it's Aaron and Sontag's sort of last night together, and we're just sort of capping off like a pretty lengthy tour across the States. So it's kind of like, last night was our record release party, but tomorrow night's actually going to be like the last show on tour, and it's going to be really special. So come out, and we're going to give a lot of funky discounts on our albums tomorrow night.
All right. And before you go, can you give us some information about where people can go to for more information? You have a Bandcamp page, I guess?
Yeah, the Bandcamp is all right, to be honest. But So, well, a couple things. I guess I run a small label called Palaver Press, and I'm putting out Sontag's new album on the label for North American distribution. So if you want to check out more of what I do and some more sort of back history of Sontag, the palaverpress.com website is a little bit of a catch-all for sort of all things that, you know, we're doing in our lives and in our projects and stuff. But if you just want to check out some of the music, I mean, just go to soundcloud.com/Sontag Shogun. There's some stuff there. There's also some live recordings from our Europe tour in September. You know, little demos here and there. It's kind of a nice zone.
And of course, the Spotty Dog Books and Ales at 440 Warren Street in Hudson. The show starts at 8 o'clock, I guess.
Yes. Well, that's what time the live stream starts.
Yeah, so it's usually a little after that when things actually get going. But we'll have a live stream available that you can listen at home, or you can turn out in person at 440 Warren Street, the Spotty Dog Books and Nails, Saturday night.
Yep. All right. See you there, kids.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us today, Jeremy.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it.
All right. We are still listening to Sontag Shogun. Behind me is now on track 4, Gekid Up. And Stokey, you want to pronounce that for me?
Well, I don't speak Dutch, but somebody tried to teach us how to say that when we were in Amsterdam. So it's Gekid Op Ein Stokje.
All right, that'll take us out. Thank you so much for joining us today, Jeremy.
Cool.
All right.
See you, Tom.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Don't and say, somebody help me. Don't you cry out, please.
Verkeerd. Op één stokje. Verkeerd op een stokje.
All right, you've been listening to the LTFI EP from Sontag Shogun.